life, liberty, happiness, and the pursuit of any lifestyle at any speed. Think about it, truth seekers, and think about it long, deep, and hard. Robert and I bring you these words at personal risk. What can be said if you really want to reduce it down to the lowest common denominator? We are dead men walking. In closing, excuse me, on behalf of myself,
who's the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here, and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, it's going to be your views as well, because we're just going to do open lines here. Our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. We'd love to talk to you. We're a regularly scheduled guest, just wasn't available, so it's going to be just you and me. Well, I thought maybe we'd start out talking about oil. And you know, oil hit $123.81 today on two of the exchanges. One of them was the New York Commodity Exchange, and so two of the three major commodity trading houses, oil hit almost $124. Think of the implications of that as oil continues climbing towards $150 an ounce, $150 a barrel, or $200 a barrel. What's that going to do to the economy of the United States? What's that going to do to the ability of people to commute to work? What's that going to do to the farmers who have to use diesel in their farm equipment? What's that going to do to the truckers who drive diesel trucks where they've jacked the price up totally unconscionably? Diesel always used to be far cheaper than regular gas because it's much easier to make. And, of course, they charge whatever the traffic will bear. And they're intensely trying to raise the price of oil and oil products in a conscious, organized, orchestrated effort to impoverish the American people. And when you understand that, you begin to understand what's going on today, because almost nothing going on makes any logical sense unless you understand that they're raising the price of oil so they can get us out of our cars. But they can't tell you that. They're raising the price of oil so they can impoverish the American people, but they can't tell you that. Now, how do we know that they're intentionally raising the price of oil? Well, a number of the senators are asking the president to stop filling the strategic oil reserve. Stop buying, 100,000 barrels, 70 or 100,000 barrels of oil every day and putting it into the strategic reserves. In fact, they're suggesting that we actually release oil from the strategic reserves, flood the world with oil, and bring the price down. But the president refuses to do that. Why? Because he's part and parcel of this. He's simply carrying out his orders, and the whole idea is to drive up the price of oil. And, of course, there is no shortage of oil at all. Certainly, we're using a good deal of oil to generate electricity. Why don't we simply build nuclear plants? Well, we haven't built one in 30 years. It'll take us, if you start it right now, it'll take you 10 years to get another nuclear plant online. Why haven't we built nuclear plants? Why, very, very simply, because the environmental movement has blocked every effort to do it, and those people who have tried to build nuclear plants have really been bankrupted by the environmental movement. And who funds the environmental movement? Well, it was originally funded, of course, by the great oil companies. And if you doubt that, we've got the documentation on that. Why? Because they wanted to use the environmental movement to destroy competition, to create oil shortages. And because you have shortages, they make more money. Exxon made more money in the last quarter of last year than all the any corporation at any time in history. And certainly a BP, a Shell Oil Company, are making fabulous profits the first quarter of this year. Because when you have artificial shortages, the price goes up. What do you think would happen to the price? If there was an abundance of oil, why the price would come down? That's the last thing they want. Not only do they want the profits, but they want to impact on you and the price of food and the price of transportation and air travel. The whole idea is to lower the living standards of the American people. Give us a call, 1-800-259-5791, right here at Genesis.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After Alex, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday 8 to 10. The First Line of Defense Kit is a designed kit to give you daily protection and also from the big nasty infections like resistant TB, Acinetobacter, and viruses that are spreading worldwide. NutriDefense blocks passage and entry into your cells with natural technologies of custom designed. NutriMune boosts your natural killer cell activity with a capacity second to none. Defense wipes will kill pathogens on contact without any toxicity to babies or the environment, and nanomasks are truly certified to block even the smallest virus particles. Together, this is called the First Line of Defense Kit. Order yours for family protection today and for the big biodefense challenges of the future, including avian flu and bioweapons releases or accidents. Call at 888-212-8871 to order, or securely online at Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's again 888-212-8871.
Well, Dr. Stan, Dr. Beck here. Our telephone number 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And this oil shortage and the rising prices are one of the greatest scams of all time. And everything we're doing is the wrong thing. They talk about ethanol. Oh, we've got to have ethanol. And, of course, then they, of course, passed a law that said, of course, I think a quarter of a, or a fifth of a, of gasoline had to have ethanol in it here in a very short period of time. And whenever Congress does anything, there's always unintended consequences. Of course, now that we're making ethanol out of corn, which is a very inefficient means of doing it, certainly Brazil used pampas grass and all sorts of other things, they're not going to use precious corn, but what we've done is driven up the price of corn, and then of course we drive up the price of chickens and eggs and everything that's related, of course, to corn consumption. Certainly they feed corn to animals, to beef, to fatten them up. So now the price of chickens and eggs and beef and dairy cattle and all these things go up. Why? because, of course, Congress was trying to solve the problem, by mandating ethanol. Of course, we've got to put some 50 to 60 cents into every gallon. It would be totally economically unfeasible if it weren't being subsidized by the taxpayers. Certainly, no private company would do this on their own without a guaranteed government subsidy. Understand that this is all laid out. Of course, we began to see shortages of corn and other products, similar products across the world, even talking the threat of famine, all going back to the government. Oh, we're going to solve the problem by mandating that we're going to have a certain amount of ethanol produced. Well, why don't we just go ahead and drill for oil? Oh, we couldn't go ahead and drill up there in Anwar where there's massive pools of oil there. And, of course, you'd only have to put down one well because they can do horizontal drilling. You can actually put down one shaft and then drill in all directions from that, collect all sorts of oil. You don't have to have a lot of oil rigs there. But the thing is that they don't want the solution. They want the problem. And that's why they blocked the drilling there in Anwar. And there's massive pools of oil off the North Shore. And those of you who haven't got our four tapes out on oil, you really need to get it. It's a four-tape set, which is available from Radio Liberty. You can probably get it in CD form as well. And we want you to understand that they have created this artificial problem. If we had the free enterprise system working, and of course, what you really need to do to unleash the productive capacity of the free enterprise system would be to put a floor under the price of oil, not a ceiling on the price of oil, but a floor. Now, why do they need a floor? Well, the producers, the wildcatters, want a floor of $25 a barrel. Wouldn't that be a lot better than $120, $122.80 like it is today? They want a floor of $25 a barrel, and so that if they start producing oil, that the big oil companies won't be able to drop the price to $10 as they did last time, and of course put all these people out of business and drive them into bankruptcy. And that's what big oil does. If they get competition, they just drop the price and they put the competition out, and then they run the price up again, and that's what happened last time. And there you'll actually hear in our four tapes out on oil an interview with a gentleman who represents independent oil interests who want to compete with big oil, with the big cartels. But, of course, the people in government don't want anybody to compete with the big oil cartels. The oil cartels certainly don't want competition because they know that they'd lose out in an honest society. And so basically, they blocked the legislation that was going to guarantee a floor of $25 a barrel for oil. And this idea, of course, has just gone on the aspen of history. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. We're still wasting an awful lot of oil and the production of electricity. Why are we doing that? Well, because they won't let us build any nuclear plants. Why don't we build the nuclear plants? Oh, my goodness. Why, of course, we could have another Chernobyl. No, we couldn't. Chernobyl happened in Russia because they did not have a containment vessel for the area where they were generating electricity. And remember, they generated by generating steam. It's simply because the nuclear reaction actually is exothermic. Nuclear fuel rods give off heat, and you put that into a water bath, you create steam, and that steam then turns the turbines. That's how electricity is produced in one of these nuclear power plants. And the only reason that they had a problem with Chernobyl was because at Chernobyl they had a tar and gravel roof rather than a containment vehicle like we have at every nuclear plant in the United States, and nobody is telling of that. Nor are they telling you the fact that all we have to do with the spent fuel is recycle it like every other country does. And the reason we don't do it here is because they want the problem. And once you understand that, then so much of what's going on pretty makes sense. And so they're going to continue blocking our use of nuclear energy. Of course, the United States Export-Import Bank has guaranteed the loans that were taken out by the Chinese government so that Westinghouse could build five nuclear plants over there in communist China. They're already under construction, and you're guaranteeing the loans for that so that Westinghouse can't lose money building those nuclear power plants over in China. So we can actually build the nuclear power plants for the Chinese communists We just can't have any here in this country. And this doesn't make any sense unless you understand it's all a scam. And there's so many other things that are going on. But the way that they've limited, of course, the drilling for natural gas, the way that they've prevented the independent oil companies from drilling offshore along both the East Coast and the West Coast of our country. There's so much in the way of government land. The government owns at least two-thirds of the land in this country. And of course, it's all tied up. They will not allow drilling there. I talked to Lindsay Williams, who wrote the book back in 1980 called The Energy Non-Crisis. In fact, he'll be our guest several times on our various programs next week. He told me that he had been contacted by people in the security services up in Alaska who told him that there is a massive oil deposit not too far north of Anchorage, Alaska. Would dwarf what they have over in the Middle East, but this will never be developed. Why? Because they don't want a solution to the problem. They want the problem. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have right here in the United States hundreds of years of oil production. We could supply all of our needs and the needs of a lot more of the world, but they will not allow them to drill in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve. They will not allow them to drill off the north slope of Alaska. In fact, this new oil field, if what Lindsay Williams tells me is correct, and I have no reason to believe him unless somebody is feeding him false information intentionally in an effort to discredit him, but certainly, if there really is a massive oil field just north of Anchorage, do you honestly think that they would develop it? Oh, no, they're not going to develop it. Because if they developed it, there would be an excess of oil and the price would come down. Lee Raymond, of course, was the president of Exxon until, I think, 2005, 2006. Lee Raymond, when he retired as the president of Exxon, was given what's known as a golden parachute. What is that? Well, that's a lot of money when you leave a company. And Exxon gave him $400 million. $400 million. That was his golden parachute for the fine work he was doing. What was he doing? He was creating artificial shortages that were raising Exxon's salary tremendously. That's Lee Raymond. And because you can look these things up, or you can go to my September and October 2005 newsletters. You'll find them at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. That's the 2005 September and October newsletters. Please go there. We'll get the information out. Of course, we hope that you'll want to get our 4-tape set on oil. We hope that you'll want to get our book that goes with that. It's called The Energy Non-Crisis by Lindsay Williams. And if you read my 2 newsletters and listen to my 4-tape set and read Lindsay Williams' book, you will really understand what this is all about. There is, however, a master plan. Now, we've talked about that before. It was laid out in the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which was put together on Prince Charles's yacht in 1991 and 1992. And there, of course, became the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, which you can get published by the Cambridge University Press. It's 1,140 pages or more. Or you can certainly get our Sustainable Development Syllabus, which summarizes the whole thing. But they will tell you that they want to lower the living standards of the average person on Earth to that of the person in the Eastern Europe. Of course, America's living standards far above that, so we're just going to have to lower our living standards. Of course, in the meantime, they'll raise the living standards of the people of the third world countries, and then we'll all suffer together, impoverished serfs living in a new feudal society. And that's what it's really all about. They want to get us out of our cars. They want to control where we live. They want to put us into sustainable communities. They do not want us traveling around. They do not want us on the airplanes, which is one reason, of course, why they're making it so difficult for the airplanes. And they think that people ought to be able to take one or two airplane trips during their lifetime. But the air services will be reserved for the elite. And, of course, the elite are not going to have to cut back on their living standards. But the common people are. certainly much of this, of course, is covered in the Sustainable Development Syllabus, the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. If you haven't got my syllabus on sustainable development seen our talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you really need to get the Earth Charter. And the Earth Charter is published in the Sustainable Development Syllabus as well. Although you can go up on the Internet and pull it down free of charge, that's the Earth Charter, where they talk about, of course, equitable distribution of wealth within nations or between nations, how to get equitable distribution of wealth between nations, why you impoverish the American people. That's what it's all about. That's the name of the game. Our number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 7, 2008, gold, 865, 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $890.56, $438.75 for half, $219.38 for quarter. That's $890.56, $438.75, and $219.38. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3. Over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Bereshef's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Love to hear from you. And, of course, the thing is that basically the United States, while doing everything they could to discourage drilling here in the United States and all sorts of environmental regulations and controls, and certainly a lot of our air government land, which really should belong to the people, but it doesn't, has been put off limits for oil drilling. Oh, my goodness, we've got to have this pristine wilderness. Two-thirds of the country, pristine wilderness. We can't be drilling here. But, of course, we're doing everything we can to help other countries develop their oil capacity. And those of you who've read our little pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, that's the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. We really recommend this for you because of the background of how the United States has funded ruthless communist regimes since their inception back in 1918. But, of course, they talk about how it was that Russia became the largest exporter of oil in the world. And let me repeat that. Russia, not Saudi Arabia, and not Iran or Iraq. Russia is the largest exporter of oil in the world, and of course it's also the largest exporter of natural gas in the world. And so how were the Russians able to do that? Because they haven't been able to develop much of anything. Well, of course, the American corporations went over there and financed by the Asian Development Bank and by the Export-Import Bank and the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and your tax money in all sorts of forms. We gave massive amounts of money to Russia so that they could drill their oil wells and their natural gas wells. We even built the pipelines for them so that they could make Western Europe dependent upon them, and that's exactly what we did. And so much of that is covered in our little pamphlet, The Communist-Capitalist Alliance. But we can't let America understand that we are doing everything we can to build up the best enemy our tax money could buy in preparation for the coming war with Russia. And now we hear, oh, my goodness, we always could trust Putin, and now we're finding out why Putin is becoming just as ruthless as his predecessors. Well, why wouldn't we expect him? He was the head of the KGB. They call it the FSB now, but he was the head of the Soviet secret police. Why should we be surprised that the man who headed this ruthless, a terrorist organization that funds terrorism throughout the world should suddenly be getting to show like the leopard, beginning to show his spots and beginning, of course, to limit freedom in the Soviet Union. In fact, the whole fall of communism was as phony as a $3 bill. The reason it was done was very simply so that our State Department and our government could justify the transferring of literally billions of dollars more to Russia. Now, of course, Russia had, you remember, she had massive debts, and then she defaulted on her debts, but, of course, eventually she's made so much money, she's paid back a lot of that money. The banks, of course, have made a lot of money. Our banks, you know, have made a lot of money out of this. But Russia now has become an economic powerhouse. How long this will last? Because, of course, they don't have any money. They're not investing their money in developing their oil resources. And it is said, whether it's true or not, that before long, why Russia will no longer be the largest exporter of oil because their oil fields are becoming depleted. You've got to keep drilling all the time just to, of course, keep even. But they've made massive amounts of money. Russia has reserves of almost half $1 trillion today. Now, admittedly, Japan has about a trillion, China has about $1.5 trillion in reserve, but Russia has either the third or the fourth largest reserves in the world today. And, of course, we can thank the American Export-Import Bank, the Far Eastern Development Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and all of the other sources of American money for building up the financial and military potential is the best enemy money could buy. And it's like deja vu all over again. It's what we did in 1918. And if you need more information, documentation of what I'm saying, let me suggest my pamphlet, The Communist Capitalist Alliance, because the sources of reference are there. You can check it out on your own. And And then, of course, when we get back, we'll talk about how we have built up communist China. China, communist China is becoming one of the largest producers of oil in the world today. Not that they have it so much in China, but they have, of course, wells in the Sudan and in Africa. And it's all was actually produced. The money for it came from American exchanges. Organizations like British Petroleum, which, of course, is largely under the control, or one of the major sources of control there is the British royal family. And, of course, Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway. Yes, Warren Buffett, that great American patriot, that financial genius who's tied into the Brotherhood of Darkness, you know, lent a great deal of money to the totally corrupt authoritarian murderous regime of China so that they could, through China Petrol, which is a government-controlled corporation, begin to develop the oil in Iran and in Africa and elsewhere. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Genesis Communication Network, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, we actually, of course, have the four-tape set, or DVD set, I should say CD set on oil. And we also have my book, the energy non-crisis, and then, of course, you should read my September and October 2005 newsletters. They're available on the Internet. If you want copies of them and you don't have access to a computer, we'd be glad to send them. If you get either the four-tape set, four-CD set on oil, or if you get the book, The Energy Nine Crisis, but I'd suggest you get all of them. You need to understand what's going on. You need to understand it's all a scam. You need to understand they do not want a solution. They want a problem, and of course, you really should get, of course, the Sustainable Development Syllabus, the talk Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government, and you certainly should get the Earth Charter, and it is in the Sustainable Development Syllabus, but if you'd like a free copy of it, we'll be glad to send you one. If you have a computer, go up on the computer so we don't have to put out the expense of mailing it to you, but you need to read it. You need to note point 10A, that 10A, where they call for the equitable distribution of wealth within nations. That means they're going to impoverish you. Well, we've got Bill calling from Florida. Again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. Hi, Bill. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I had a couple of comments. I agree with everything you've been saying. One thing I wanted to mention, I was talking to a technician over in the Philippines on a computer issue, and I asked him about gasoline over there, you know, the price of it, that he couldn't quite convert it, you know, because it's liters, and he didn't quite know dollars. But he said a lot of the people over there are changing their cars over to run on propane, which I found kind of interesting, kind of like they did in World War II in London. They put these coal burners on their vehicles, you know, to move them around.
Sure, and certainly, yeah. this is a way of doing it. Isn't it in Brazil? Why they everything runs on ethanol down there, but they don't make it out of corn. They make it out of grass. There's lots of things you can do to make it a lot cheaper, but they're not interested in doing it cheaply. They want a high price for it. And of course, Arthur Daniel Midland is the major producer of ethanol in this country. And of course, they get 50 or 60 cents a gallon from the taxpayers. And then, of course, they get the tremendous profits they're making, that these people are really being allowed to rip off our country, and our Congress is doing everything they can to help them. So anyway, certainly propane, you can run your cars on propane, you could run them purely on alcohol, but you've got to be able to produce it cheaply enough. All we have to do, of course, is take down our tariffs on the ethanol. Brazil would ship it up there. We could probably get it for a couple of dollars a gallon, and that would solve a lot of the problem. Of course, I'm not a fan of ethanol because it isn't good for your engine, and yep. You'd have to do some special things to protect our engines for it. I believe that there's plenty of oil out there. You can convert coal into oil. You can certainly do the drilling that we should be allowed to do, and we're not allowed to do it because they want the shortage. Anything else, Bill?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, how do you keep so positive when everything's going down the tubes here in the biblical end times?
Because I believe I'm doing what God wants me to do. My job is to educate people about what's going on and the fact we're involved in a spiritual battle. I am not called to win. I am called to do my best, and you are as well. And, you know, what an exciting time we live in. I've been at this for 45 years, Bill, and I have never been as excited and as optimistic as I am today. We've even got an honest man, a good candidate to run for president in November. And, of course, that's Chuck Baldwin, and we ought to be talking about him to everybody and explaining, but Ron Paul's still in the race. Why is he never mentioned? Why is he never mentioned as the other candidate running for the Republican presidency? And, of course, the thing is the media is controlled. Once you can convince people that media is controlled, then everything else that they believe is going to begin to alter. So there's so many things that we can do to convince people that the media is controlled. Your job is to just ask the questions to get people to begin to think. And once they begin to think, they're going to come over to our side.
The hard part is to get them to think. You know, they look at me and, you know, say, well, he's some kind of kook, you know, or he's all negative, thinking about negative things, and they're basically interested in only, you know, what's going on, what affects them, you know.
But the way you get them to think, Bill, is you ask them questions. Okay. If you lecture them, if you tell them, then, of course, they're not going to listen to you. But if you ask them questions, why is it you think that with oil prices going up, that the president refuses to stop buying oil and putting it in the strategic oil reserves, even though many members of the Congress are asking him to stop doing it. He's driving up the price of oil. Why would he be doing that?
He should be releasing some of it, really.
Sure, they ought to be releasing it, and they can flood the world with oil, but they don't want that. And once you get the people to begin to realize that nothing is as it appears to be, then they're going to begin to think, because this is going to hit them in their pocketbook, and I'll tell you, the most sensitive organ in the human body is the pocketbook. And, of course, as we begin seeing the price of food going up, when people realize they're lying to us about inflation, and it's really 10 to 12%, they're going to open their eyes, they're going to stop believing what they're being told as they begin to see their ability to function in this society with a 12% inflation. Wait till it gets up to 15 or 20% inflation. That'll really take a bite out of people, people's income and their purchasing ability. And at that point, they're going to begin to listen to you and I. So your job is to try to get them to think, and then if you can get them to listen to our programs, incidentally, we're going to have some cards here that we're going to make available to our supporters. And so you can just give them the card. It'll have the shortwave. It'll have our 800 number and have our website on it. And most people have a computer now. They can just begin listening. And then let me convince them what the problem is.
Okay. Do you have any more of those bumper stickers?
Yeah, if you write in and request them, they have the bumper stickers, and they simply say, for the news behind the news, Radio Liberty, and of course gives it www.radioliberty.com. Yeah, we have some, and we'd be glad to get them for you.
I appreciate it, Doctor. Thank you very much.
Anything else, Bill?
The other questions would be medically related. That's not the topic for tonight.
No, you can have any topic you want to. If you want to talk about something else, that's fine. This is open lines.
One thing, remember the guy you're having on next week when he talked about Gull Island up there?
Oh, yeah, that's Lindsey Williams, right?
Lindsey Williams, yeah. I think didn't he or somebody else you had on a few years back said we're going to see it might have been Lindsey's, we're going to see $5, $6, $7 a gallon oil, in the not too distant future.
Yeah, in fact, I just talked to Lindsey today, tried to get him to come on this hour. He wasn't able to do it, but he will be this next week. Yeah, and I believe that the price of oil is going to go up to $8 to $10 a gallon, and at that point, a lot of people are going to have to change their driving habits. Especially, I live in a bedroom community, beautiful seaside community, and a lot of people live here, and then of course they commute 40 or 50 miles over the hill to their jobs. But a lot of people are not going to be able to afford that. But when the price gets up to $8 to $10 a gallon for gas,
and they'll have to get something like a Toyota Prius or something of those,
right?
Battery gas engine cars.
But you have to have the money, and of course, it's getting increasingly difficult to borrow money too. The banks are going to begin clamping down. And the banks, a lot of our banks, are simply bankrupt. They do not have adequate assets, and they're expecting hundreds of our banks to go down. Do you realize that last year 1,500,000 homes went into foreclosure? That the first quarter of this year, almost 680,000 American homes went into foreclosure? I mean, we got a real problem. We're going to find more and more people losing their homes. According to the Wellington level letter, they're talking about 8 million to 10 million Americans may lose their homes. And, of course, you can multiply that by three or four people in the family and think of all those people out there with no homes, and they're mad, and they have every justification to be mad because they've been cheated. And of course, where are they going to be able to get the money to buy another home?
Yeah, that's true. They should have invested in gold and silver way back.
They should have been listening to Radio Liberty, and they probably would have.
That's true.
Well, I hope you invested in gold and silver. I hope a lot of our listeners do. I know that they did, because I've had many people call and thank me for trying to get them going in the right direction and helping them to get out of debt and to invest properly. And some of them have closed out their pension funds. And of course, probably most people would be better to close out their pension funds and borrow on their insurance policies and get that money put into something of intrinsic value, because the dollar is dropping so rapidly. In fact, it's down around 71 at the present time. It was just a few years ago, it was at 120. Now it's down to 71. And what they're going to do is destroy the value of our currency. There is no better way to destroy a nation. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want us to understand what they're doing.
What do you mean by 71? In other words, it takes 71 cents to buy a euro? Or
yeah, basically, what they did is they had a basket of currencies. They had about five or six currencies. Among them would be the German mark, the euro, probably of several, the British pound, maybe the Japanese yen. I'm not sure what the basket was, but it was five or seven currencies. And, of course, the average was 100. And, of course, the dollar went up to 120 in comparison with this basket of currencies. And over the last several years, it's dropped from 120 to 100, I think it was maybe even to 130, back down to 71. And which means, of course, the dollar's lost at least 40% of its purchasing power in just a few years. People don't understand that. They don't understand that this is not happening by accident, but by intent. And it's happening because the Federal Reserve System is doing everything wrong. What they should be doing is raising interest rates, restricting credit, trying to protect the dollar. And instead of that, they're trying to bail out their friends on Wall Street. And so they're lowering interest rates, and they're making credit much more readily available and printing more money. And if you actually look at what the M3 is, and that has to do with the availability of money and credit, this is running at 18% at the present time, which, of course, translated into inflation means that probably by the end of this year, we'll be looking at least 18% inflation. We're beginning, of course, to get more and more like one of those South American banana republics. But at least they had bananas. We don't even have bananas.
Yeah, that's true. All our jobs are gone.
Right.
And all you had was corporate farms and everything.
Right. And, of course, our General Motors lost $3.5 billion the first quarter. And they're going to look back at that as the good old days, because now they've got all sorts of wildcat strikes that are cutting back on their ability to produce their cars. And one of these days, General Motors is going to say, forget it. We're going to transfer everything overseas, build our cars over there, and ship them back in the United States. Because as long as there's no tariff, why shouldn't they do that?
And they get rebates and everything from their whatever giveaways from the government go over to China and open up plants over there.
We do everything we can, of course, to help our major corporations move out of this country, because that's what the real plan is to certainly impoverish our people, take away their jobs, take away their factories, and then, of course, build up the economy in China and Asia and South America. It's all part of a long-range plan, because our leaders have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to this idea of world government. And until people understand that, it doesn't matter what the president or what the senators or what our elected officials say, look and see what they're doing. Why don't we have any tariffs to keep out foreign imports and to protect our own manufacturing base? And it's because they want to destroy the country. Why have they objected to making English the official language of this country? And why, when you call AT&T and you try to get information on your bill, do they first speak to you in English and then in Spanish? And this happens with so many of our major corporations. And, of course, the reason for it is because they want a multilingual country. They don't want a sovereign country. And the only way, of course, they're going to be able to get their world government is to have a world currency. That's why they have to destroy the value of our currency. And when our people are impoverished and begging for food, why, they'll be willing to go along with whatever the government tells them to do. And that's what's
been
happening today.
Too late for the middle class and people out there then.
Right.
I better let you go. You've probably got some other callers calling.
It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. And we have who from Oklahoma?
Ralph.
Hey, Ralph from Oklahoma. How are you doing, Ralph?
All pretty good today, Dr. Stan. I have you recently talked to Lindsey Williams?
Yes, I talked to him today.
Okay, then you know what. He's had a call the other day from one of his leftover compadres from the Alaska oil thing, and told him that it had just came out a day or two before, which would have been probably last Friday, that they've discovered. Now, where was it? Prudhoe Bay? And,
No. This new oil field is supposedly up north of Anchorage. And,
yeah, Prudhoe.
And sort of a valley there, but I've forgotten the name of the
Gull or Prudhoe, I get the two mixed up on which was first. But
well, Prudhoe is up
five
the,
times.
Right.
Five times the amount that they that he talked about that was discovered while he was the chaplain there.
Well, of course, this would be much easier to get, you know, because, of course, you wouldn't have to be offshore drilling for it. And if it's true, Chris, I always wonder, and I'm always suspicious that people are feeding us false information. I hope this is a reliable contact, but I know Lindsay believes it. I talked to him today, and I hope it's really true.
Yeah,
I hope that somebody can really find out if it is, but as the security guard had said, there are only a few of us who know about it, and there's no way that they're going to let this information out. The guy was risking probably not only his job, but his life to contact Lindsay if it is true.
I understand,
But understand that they also are giving us disinformation all
very
the time.
Well, could be, however. If it weren't for Lindsay, I wouldn't have paid any attention at all, probably.
Right. Well, I trust Lindsay explicitly, and I'm looking forward to having him. He'll be with us on our program next week on all three of our networks that we do.
But so far, he's been almost to the month on his prediction on the gasoline price.
Right. No, I agree with him. And he's been telling us that the price is going to get up to $5 a gallon. And I'll tell you, when I'm paying $3.95, $3.97 for a gallon of gasoline here in California, I can see Lindsay's predictions coming to pass.
Oh, yeah. They've came all along. But I was thinking it was, can't remember, it was $6 gasoline by 2010, I think.
Well, I think it's going to be there a lot sooner than that, the way things are going.
Yeah, it looks to me like it, but I was trying to think if it was 2009 or 2010, but if you're going to talk with him, you can go over all that, but thank you for your time, Doctor.
All right, God bless, and that was Ralph calling from Oklahoma, and of course, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, the information, you'll find a lot of it, of course, in my September and October 2005 newsletters. They're up there at RadioLiberty.com. You need to go to our website and pull down our newsletters and put them into a binder and read them through, and if you want the documentation, we've got it. And then, of course, you need to go there to see all of our DVDs. Got lots of DVDs there you can watch for nothing, and then, of course, you can listen to our programs free of charge. But your job is to get other people listening, and if you possibly can, to help us. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. Well, this is the time when we remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, great, we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family. You can certainly make a donation, as some people do. You can actually go to our website, make a donation on PayPal, or you can subscribe to our newsletter. Or if you can't afford to do it, just tell other people about Radio Liberty and encourage them to listen in, because that's how we're building up a listening audience all across the world. And we really are. We're reaching people in literally every country in the world to the miracle of Internet and certainly to the miracle of shortwave. We get people in other countries hearing, and then we have a satellite here that picks up all of North America. That's Telstar 5. And if you can't get us any other way, you can get an inexpensive satellite dish. You want more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. There you can listen to us 9 hours a day and not get anything accomplished. And then when you get tired of listening to us, you can listen to Joyce Briley for 9 hours a day. So we're fortunate to have that satellite feed, and of course we hope that you'll take advantage of that. And then, of course, to understand what's really going on, let me suggest, of course, our talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, because, of course, there we get into the spiritual forces that are at work. And then, of course, we mention our sustainable development syllabus, still one of the best syllabuses we have. And you'll get so much information there that will help you to understand this plan to take away our property, to take away our freedom, to destroy the financial foundation of our country. As they advocate in the Earth Charter, point 10A, equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations, which means your wealth is being set overseas. They know what they're doing, and they don't want you to know. For as Lenin had said, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to botch the currency, and not one person in a million will know what's happening. That statement comes from Alan Greenspan's book, The Age of Turbulence, from Alan Greenspan's book, The Age of Turbulence. And Alan Greenspan is the architect of everything going on today. He knew exactly what he was doing. He's a brilliant man. And he set out intentionally, purposely, and maliciously to destroy the economy and the financial stability of our nation. Well, anyway, of course, if you'd like to learn more about my views on Alan Greenspan, you need to get our little pamphlet called The Financial Meltdown. It's only $3.95, Financial Meltdown, but well worthwhile having. And then, of course, we have all sorts of other pamphlets on We Are a Republic and the Capitalist Communist Alliance, and on genetic engineering, and, of course, on 9-1-1, what really happened, or Foreknowledge 9-1-1, a three-pamphlet set, or The Occult Hierarchy, a three-pamphlet set. They're all available through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. But we do hope that many of you will get our talk on the forbidden knowledge, because that will take you into an understanding of the spiritual forces working behind the scenes, and you'll want to get the catalog. My talk on planned police state, the planned police state, and the syllabus that goes with that. And of course, you'll certainly want to get William Grigg's excellent book, Liberty and Eclipse,
or either Liberty and Eclipse or The Eclipse of Liberty. I can never quite remember which one, but the book is available and it's inexpensive. William does a wonderful job pointing out that we're moving rapidly towards the police state, and you need to help us get that information out. You need to get, of course, our concentration camp special. We have a concentration camp special, or you can get the individual items, either the DVD, America Behind Barbed Wire, or the four tapes of the concentration camps, or certainly the other items that are available from Radio Liberty. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. And then pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terror?